today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and peace to all of you who are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is the Shia of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan.
Today, Wednesday, is the 23rd of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Holy Quran and we'll listen to verse 24 of chapter Sajda and then the important points of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ.
And we made from among them leaders, guiding by our command when they were patient, when they were certain of our signs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The appointment of divine leaders is among the right of Allah. Certainty and patience with perseverance are two necessary conditions for leadership. A leader must have certainty in the aim, and he must have patience and perseverance until the last moment. Therefore, this verse points to be honors that the children of Israel, Bani Israel, obtained under the shade of perseverance and faith in order that it can be a lesson for others.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ.
Who are the Shia? The Prophet said, by the one who holds my soul in his hand, this man, Imam Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and his Shias will indeed be the successful ones on the Day of Judgment. It has been narrated by one of the companions of the Prophet of Islam. He said, the Prophet of Allah was with me when his daughter Lady Fatima came to greet him with her husband Ali. The Prophet of Allah raised his head and said, be happy, Ali, you and your Shia will be in paradise. The Prophet Muhammad himself was in fact the first person to use the term Shia. And what's more is that he always used the term in reference to Imam Ali. After the Prophet passed away, those who were loyal to Imam Ali were also known as the Shia. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain definitions and characteristics of typical Shi'i people as formulated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam indicated, كَذَبَ مَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مِنْ شِعَتِنَا وَهُوَ مُتَمَسِّكٌ بِعُرْوَةِ غَيْرِنَا. Certainly, he's a liar who says that, who claims to be one of our Shi'is, while while he clings to other people or other trends, moral or intellectual trends. It indicates that those people who regarded themselves as people or followers of the Ahlul Bayt, they are expected to follow the line of the Ahlul Bayt, not only in terms of religious practices or, for example, performing rituals, rather in all aspects, or Shi'is are expected to follow the lines of the Ahlul Bayt. And elsewhere, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam indicated, نحن والله نعمة الله التي أنعم بها على عباده وبنا فاز من فاز. By God, we are the divine grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon people. And nobody attains any victory save through us. Now, we find that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam elsewhere indicated, لَيْسَ مِنْ شِيعَتِنَا مَنْ قَالَ بِاللِّسَانِ وَخَالَفَنَا فِي أَعْمَالِنَا وَآثَارِنَا وَلَكِنْ شِيعَتِنَا مَنْ وَافَقَنَا بِاللِّسَانِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَاتَّبَعَ آثَارَنَا وَعَمَلَ بِأَعْمَالِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ شِيعَتِنَا. Anybody who merely says that he is one of Shi'is, however, he does other things or he does jobs that are not approved by us, we the Ahlul Bayt, we never do them. These people cannot claim to be Ashis. However, Ashis are those people who accept whatever we say, both in words and in his heart, his mind. And at the same time, he follows our footstep and does whatever we do. Certainly, they are Ashis.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
The characteristics of a true Shia. What's that? The Shia is one who is tested through his wealth. How much of it does he keep aside for the help of others? In our present time, we are faced with many difficulties. For example, unemployment, which is the real root of all other forms of corruption, such as addiction to drugs, theft, robbery, and prostitution. Or problems with the youth getting married, difficulties for people finding affordable housing, difficulties in going for further education. Our society consists of people who claim to be Shia, however we see excessive amounts of wealth being wasted on useless things, yet some people in the society do not even have the basic necessities of life. Therefore, the characteristics of the Shia must also be kept in view, and we must remember that we can not only concentrate on the status and rewards that are promised to the Shia, rather we need to implement these characteristics within ourselves. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Today's life lesson starts with a question: what about the soul's food? Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, said, I wonder about those who think about their body's food, but do not think about their soul's food. They keep undesirable food away from their belly, but filled up their heart with destructive subjects. Our people are usually quite careful with their food and do not start eating unless they know what it is. They avoid anything that looks doubtful, and some go to great length to ensure that the body receives good, clean, and healthy diet, to great lengths. Yet when it comes to the food for the soul, these same individuals will throw cautions to the winds. With eyes closed, unaware of the reality, they would have no hesitation in pouring down any mental food into their soul.
in my school of thought, I am proud that Allah chooses me my leader. Because my leaders, I trust them 100%. And I can only trust someone 100% if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses them for me. I am a Shia because those who have wilaya and guardianship from Allah are those who the Quran makes a reference to. I want everyone here to memorize this verse, 555. If anyone asks you, why are you Shia? Tell them it's because of 555. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 55. Allah tells you who your guardians are. Innama. Innama in Arabic is adatu hasran. It's a restrictive phrase, which means only. Innama waliyukum Allah. Allah is your guardian. You follow Allah unconditionally. Who else? Wa rasuluhu. And his messenger. He's your guardian in all matters, religion, world, everything. Rasulullah is your guide and guardian. And who's the third one? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe. Ya Quran, tell me, who are those believers who believe? It can apply to anyone who is a believer. No, the Quran gives you specific descriptions. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. They are those who gave the zakat in the state of ruku'. And when you analyze history, this happened with Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, when he extended his hand to give that act of charity to the poor person. The imam was in nafila prayer, in mustahab prayer. The man came. He didn't want to be delayed. Please give me something. The imam just extended his hand and he gave him his ring. He is my imam who has that guardianship. That's why I'm a Shia. I'm a Shia because at Ghadir, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi declared to the world who the wali is. Right? Didn't he say, Man kuntu mawlah fahadha aliyun mawlah? Now other Muslims, you know what they say here? They say, yeah, the Prophet meant Ali is a friend. Because one of the meanings of mawlah is friend. You know what I would say to that? I say two quick things here. I would say Rasulullah is going to strand 120,000 companions in the hot desert under the sun. And the poor companions, they just finished their Hajjat al-Wada' with the Prophet. People are tired after your Hajj. What do you want to do? Who's gone to Hajj here? What do you want to do right after Hajj? You just want to go home. You want to go to your family. You want to rest. The Prophet strands them 3 days in the desert just so he can tell them, Ali is my friend. What logic are you going by? Secondly, fine, I accept that the Prophet was just saying he's his friend. If Rasulullah, the messenger of God, the greatest creation of God, strands 120,000 people in the desert, they're tired, they want to go home, just to tell them Ali is my friend, then believe me, no one other than Ali deserves to be followed after Rasulullah. If the Prophet is so sensitive, he's so sensitive about Ali, he tells the world he's my friend and he'll strand 100,000 companions. You better know who Ali ibn Abi Talib is. You better follow Ali ibn Abi Talib after the Prophet. If it's just about friendship, the Prophet goes to this great measure. What about guardianship? What about wilaya? What about khilafah? Even their interpretation, believe me, proves that I am on the right path in following Ali ibn Abi Talib. And who can you follow? Who can you find better than Ali ibn Abi Talib?
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we will speak more about this interesting topic, and that is, who is a true Shia? Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. So may Allah bless all of you, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.